Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We like to start Thursdays with something we fondly refer to as the jargon of the day. This is when we take on one word, one phrase, one acronym. We try to figure out what in the hey nanny nanny are those experts talking about? What does this have to do with us? Is this really something I need to learn? Really? And I only put terms in here if I think that they can save you 5 minutes and $5, okay? Now, over this week and the next 2 weeks, we're going to be covering types of reinforcement. Because a lot of times you guys will write into me and we'll talk about making something reinforcing for our kiddos, teens, and adults. And you guys, sometimes people will push back, and sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's your significant others or your parents, your grandparents that are in the house. That people have this old school mentality of, well, you should just do it because it's the right thing to do. Okay, but that just doesn't happen overnight. People only do the right thing if it's meaningful to them, and we have to make it meaningful first, right? And it's, and a lot of you will say, well, we're just rewarding him or her for everything. Is this what it's going to be like the rest of our lives? And I want you to see how this works. So on Tuesday, we talked about a schedule of reinforcement, that we're going to be mindful about how we reinforce. Well, today we're going to talk about all of your worst nightmare that you think that this particular thing is going to happen up through college for your children. It's continuous reinforcement. And this is how you guys think of reinforcement. And you might notice, if you're looking at a behavior intervention plan, that this would be abbreviated to CRF, continuous reinforcement. Okay, so let's take a look at what this is, when we use it, and how we use it. Our actual definition, which we'll try to make fun of if at all possible. I think these aren't that bad because I deliberately picked ones that weren't horrible. A schedule in which every instance of behavior produces reinforcement. Well, that kind of makes sense, right? Continuous reinforcement, and it's a schedule. Every instance of a behavior produces reinforcement. Okay, but let's move on to our working definition and see if it's a little bit more useful to us. Constant and consistent rewards for targeted behaviors. It's effective when beginning to teach something new or difficult. Okay, so we don't use continuous reinforcement very much. We really don't. It's really just like a step that we would use in the beginning of teaching something, or if we're teaching something that's really hard and very aversive for somebody. So, I'm thinking of, there was a play structure at a playground that my son, for whatever reason, he became afraid of heights. And he had a really hard time walking on tile floors because he felt like he was going to fall between them. And on this bridge that was in the play structure, there was, it had little perforations in it. And they were pretty little, just a little bit of sand could go through. But for whatever reason, his object permanence and himself, he thought that he could fall through the holes of that. So it was very, very aversive to him. And we found out later that had a little bit to do with a visual thing that he had going on, for those of you who keep track of that. But we needed to work on that with him, and he wasn't going to do it unless it was worthwhile. So we worked on having him go up the different steps, not even get on the bridge. And for every step he went up, he got a reinforcer, something that was meaningful to him. Really, really. Now, for a lot of kids, that, a primary reinforcer is food. I'm not a big fan of that. But for some of our kids, that's what we need to do for a short period of time to get them to do something so that they can see that there's nothing harmful in it. What we needed my son to see was that he could trust us, that we weren't going to cause him to fall between the cracks, that we weren't going to force him to do something, that we were going to give him time to be comfortable, and that he was going to get a reward for it. So every single step that he went, he got a reinforcer. Now, that's not sustainable long term, right? But we're constantly wanting to get to a reinforcer, And then once we get the reinforcer and they see that, oh, this actually isn't that bad. Nothing bad is happening to me when I'm standing on the bridge. Then we can start to do different kinds of reinforcement where we don't reinforce every single time. But you will see if your child is just starting out on an ABA program that you're going to hear, you know, they're going to ask your child to do something and, you know, they might be, I've got the puppet here because we were talking to a kiddo yesterday. They might be like, touch the puppet. And I know we all go, touch the puppet. I want my child to speak. I want my child to go to college. How are we going to, but it's a progression, right? So that they might go, touch the puppet. And you know, your child touches the puppet, they, yay, tickles, wonderful, you know, because we're teaching him, oh, when I ask you to do something, it's not horrible, it's not bad, right? And you get a reinforcer. We're not gonna do that forever. And in fact, you'll see later on, you know, we'll very quickly work up to the point where they'll have to do 10 things before they get a reinforcer, right? So, but just, this is the thing that you guys are all afraid of. Continuous reinforcement. For the rest of my life, I'm going to have to reinforce this. No, this is just a very beginning thing that we do so that we get over that hump and get them willing to learn and have the trust and they feel safe. And they're like, oh, okay, we're not doing anything really, really crazy here. You're just asking me to touch a puppet. Okay. All right. I can do that. That's fine. And that will lead us to be able to do even harder things, like say puppet and say, I want the puppet, please. And you know what I like about puppets, right? But to have that conversation or to be able to say to you, I don't like puppets. Puppets creep me out, right? We want them all to get to the ability where they can communicate their needs, their desires, their wants, right? Continuous reinforcement. Really just something we do very briefly to help get on that path. Okay? It's a really good thing.